Keep singing, right. Keep going.
All together now.
Billy Ray Cyrus, what a legend. Good morning, mate.
Hey, man, that was pretty cool. That song you just played sounded a whole lot like the reggae remix version of Achy Breaky that just came out with the 25-year anniversary.
Oh.
I was listening to that version. I actually thought that was it. It's a really cool, funky groove. I love that song a whole lot. Who was that?
Now, your tour in Australia next year, you can go to billyraycyrus.com. You've got a new album, Thin Line. I love that you're one of those people who knows that Achy Breaky Heart is timeless and you'll still perform it for people.
Oh, we're having a blast, man. We got great crowds out there. The audiences know the words to every song that we play. It's just a lot of fun. The whole family's coming out to the shows, you know, from mom and dad to all the kids that watch Hannah Montana and that stuff. It's just a family show that everybody knows the words to.
Oh, Hannah Montana, don't get me started. I cried throughout that whole movie. What's your memories from Australia? Because you have toured all over the world, but I'd love to think what has actually stuck in your mind from Australia.
The first day, kicking off the tour, and you know, your football is a little bit different.
Yes.
Than our football.
Yes.
And I love football. I always played football, and everywhere we would go, we would pass your football, and I loved it. And really, the audiences were very, very similar and passionate and knew all the songs and knew the words and loved the party, loved the dance, you know, and that's kind of what our show's about. Mm.
Well, this weekend actually is the grand final for both our football codes. The big one here in Queensland is NRL, Cowboys versus the Storm. If you were going to put some money on either of those teams knowing nothing, who would you...
A 50% chance.
It's going to be Cowboys, right, Billy?
Okay.
Well, knowing nothing is exactly what I know about that. So I better just say I hope it's a great game and hope it comes down to like a nail biter. I love to see overtime, you know. Overtime, over and over.
Overtime.
I like overtime.
Yeah, nice. Buddy, you are obviously country music is what you make and that's what your fans love, but is there anything in your Spotify playlist that we would be surprised by, like any R&B bangers or anything like that?
Oh, there's lots of it, man. I listen to all styles of music. Again, that song that you played going into the interview, that kind of reggae dance thing, is what I got going on with an artist named Jim Carlos that put kind of a reggae feel to Achy Breaky. Maybe you can find it there. Again, it's on the new album, so if you get a chance, check it out.
Yeah, nice. And you're going to be in the Hunter Valley. Are you a wine drinker? That's where the parties are really at.
Well, I'm coming down for a good time, so I hope everybody, whatever's your party and pleasure, bring it on, because I'm there to make some music and crank it up. Got a great band. I mean, my band is... It's just an awesome band, and man, it's a lot of fun. And again, I do take a great deal of pride in the musicianship that's on stage with me, and we'll put the party on, and you people party, and we'll have a good time.
Billy Ray, do you still get the old bras and panties thrown at you from the stage these days? Are they just bigger and baggier?
You know what? there's always something, you know. It keeps it fun. You know, that's rock and roll.
Do you know one of my favorite carpool karaoke's is the one that you guys did? Was that amazing to perform, especially having everyone there?
It was a lot of fun. It was a whole lot of fun. Apple was a great partner. You know, and it was just a lot of fun. You know, just being wild and crazy and everybody having a good time. And we all love music, you know, it's kind of what we do. So, it's just like kind of filming a family sing-along.
Yeah, I see the whole family.
Yeah,
the whole family did it.
Yeah, but everyone
can
see.
Everybody in the car?
It's so different. It's a big car, but you know, it's so different. If I was doing that in my car, it'd be like, no one can sing. But like the whole family singers. Oh, wow. It's
you're
amazing.
You're lucky everyone's talented, hey, Billy?
Everybody loves to sing. Everybody really loves music, and that's kind of our passion. I don't know if you've seen my daughter Noah has a song out that just hit here in America. As a matter of fact, the video is over 3 million views in 3 days.
The song is called Again.
Mm. And she actually shot the video while she was down in Australia. The video, Again, was shot in Australia. Mm. And it's a really, really powerful song. Features a great new artist, Triple X. I don't know if you've heard of him, but
I've seen his movies.
Yeah, no, we actually spoke to your daughter when she was here, and it was such an amazing interview. She's hilarious. And I was bragging to the guys as well that we started following each other on Instagram and message each other. So, like, practically best friends.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I hope you see this video because it's really, again, she shot it right there, took one day and made this video, and it's really exploded. Miley's new album comes out this week, and it's a great album. She's doing the release party here Friday night at Tootsie's in Nashville, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, nice, mate. Well, hey, Billy Ray, it's lovely to talk to you. Your new album, Thin Line, it's available now. Billy Ray Cyrus on tour as well. Go to BillyRayCyrus.com to get your tickets. Great to talk to you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
I catch you. Have a great day and hope to see you down under.
All right, we'll see you then. There is Billy Ray Cyrus on the air with us. It's Stav, Abby, and Matt with Osha. We couldn't ask any family questions, which is probably why you heard us just tiptoeing around.
He brought them up.
Oh, yeah, I wish I talked like that.
Try it.
Well, good to see you down under and having a good time. It's a bit rock and roll and all that.
You got to have a longer, like, relaxed.
I'm going to put
my hand up and say I had nothing to ask. That was like I felt like I was at a conversation with people I'd never met.
I asked about underwear and I went to go and jump in, but
you were, like, doing the nervous questions. Like, Spotify, what's it?
I know. I was like, give us something. Anyway.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Is that a zinger?
Zinger.
Is that a zinger?
Zinger, baby.
Zinger game on Smash.
Yes, it is a joker.
Certainly is. Apparently, this is one of our favourite segments where we try to see who will crack first between me and Maddie as we go back and forth telling each other jokes. We're not allowed to laugh. We're not allowed to smile. We're not allowed to giggle. We're not allowed to chuckle. We're not allowed to guffaw.
No. Are you just reciting those rules for you? Because it seems like you have lost both times.
I know.
And you know what? He hasn't even laughed at your jokes, Matty Acton. It's been his own jokes that have cracked him up.
It's true. No, the Batman one, what does Batman have in his drinks? Just ice. That was good.
Do you know when I said that? Because these are all dad jokes. They're meant to be terrible jokes.
Mm.
I Googled them all. Mm. And when I said that joke, I didn't even understand the punchline.
You're an idiot.
I just knew that you liked Batman, and I thought this'll get
you. You just knew that everyone else laughed in a room, and you laughed along with them, pretending that you know what the joke is. I do that so often.
Yeah. The day after, I went to our producer and I went, I don't get that joke. Can you explain it to me?
All right.
Justice, just us. So, I've gone the worst jokes I can find today.
Here we go.
I've gone as cheesy as I can.
Well, you can kick off today.
Mm.
All right. You ready for your game faces? Get your giggles out.
By the way, these are great videos online to watch. Dads do this. So
Think of dead puppies. Now I can't stop thinking about dead puppies.
Yeah, but if you laughed at that, you're a sicko.
No, I'm trying to get to a place where I won't laugh.
Okay. So you're not allowed to laugh. We're going to tell dad jokes. You must not laugh. This is my father-in-law's favourite joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did the farmer say to the cow on his roof?
I don't know, Matty. What did the farmer say to the cow on his roof?
Get down.
Makes sense.
It is my father-in-law's favourite joke. He was a pastor, now an engineer, and that probably explains a lot.
It's pretty simple. Yep.
Yep.
Your turn.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
To.
To who?
It's to whom.
I think you'd like that one too.
I do like that one.
Yeah? Bit of grammar joke for you. Good one.
Do you know what time the man went to the dentist?
2:30. Try harder.
You've got to stop that.
Well, you've got to come up with jokes I haven't heard.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Because Abby might have enjoyed that. And someone listening, don't steal jokes. Otherwise, I'll come to your stand-up shows and I'll tell all the punchlines to your jokes.
You've never seen me do stand-up, so you wouldn't know any of the punchlines.
He's got one routine. I'll give you them.
Don't steal punchlines.
Okay. I met a dwarf the other day. He said to me, "I'm not happy." I said, "Which one are you?"
They're bad today, aren't they? We're really bad today.
Bad
today. Are you laughing out of pity?
I'm laughing at you guys trying to keep a straight face at bad jokes. Keep going.
Oh, that was a...
What'd you do?
There was a little bit of a...
Cleared my throat.
Did you recorrect your face? What did you do?
I cleared my throat. You know what's really annoying me at the moment? Is Facebook. So I'm going to be anonymous. I'm going to change my name to Nobody. So when people write annoying stuff on Facebook, I can like it and it will say nobody likes this. Thanks, Abby.
That's actually clever. Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Don't know.
Because she'll just let it go.
I do enjoy that.
What are you doing with your face?
I'm trying not to smile.
Next one.
I'm reading this book about anti-gravity at the moment. It is physically impossible to put it down.
Nothing.
Oh, he's holding it in.
No. You lost.
Yeah. So I had some good ones too.
Why are you all laughing? You're laughing at
his. No, I was laughing at his face. Your face when you're trying not to laugh. Looks like yeah. All right, there we go.
Can I say this one? This one's
good.
Yeah,
hit us. Yeah. Hit me.
Google is obviously female because it won't let you finish your sentences without suggesting any other ideas.
That would have sort of me. All right, the dad joke off. Two to me, one to Stab.
Wake up with Stab, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Now, I know you two would have been just glued to the Dally M Awards last night for the rugby league.
I'm brown lows, sorry.
Stav?
Oh, could not tear me away.
Who was your favourite, like, best dressed?
Best dressed? The Margot Parker.
She wasn't there.
No, but she was at home. She looked fabulous.
She was wearing a bikini, actually. Is that what you're talking about? Because she's at Dangling in my island.
Win for Stav.
Well, last night, if you watched it, Cameron Smith, captain of Queensland, he cleaned up for Melbourne Storm, best captain, player of the year and everything. And I like to read a lot of stuff about it because, you know, I'm a big rugby league fan.
Mm. Come on, be honest. Be honest. You are obsessed with footballers' wives and their lives.
I do like to read about them.
Yes.
For two reasons, okay? I feel like... They only ever get brought into the chat when people want controversy in their article. So it's like, oh, should we be talking about the fashion? Oh, look what she did over here. When I feel like the wives and girlfriends of footballers, they would have to give up so much stuff to support the career of a football player. Mm. Cameron Smith, he said that last night. Here's a bit of audio of him in his acceptance speech after he won his award.
When I played my 40th State of Origin game, you know, 40 games... Each game is 10 days in camp, so that's 400 days I've spent away from my family and my beautiful wife. So, you know, she's been that whole time at home with our three children, looking after them and raising them and making sure that everything's great at home.
But then you read articles where they'll talk about, you know, other things that girlfriends have done before and the cat fights and all that kind of stuff. So... we're lucky enough that you know Margot Parker, Corey Parker's
my
wife
favorite
very well.
Wag. I don't know if I could call her an ex-wag right now. Margot Parker, morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys, look, I'm sitting on Tangalooma Island Resort with not a fake eyelash to be removed morning.
Does it feel good? Did you miss it last night?
I did and I didn't. I was sad that I couldn't be there with Corey in his first year as a media personality and not a footballer. But I'm blissfully unaware and happy to be over here on an island with the beach and the sand between my toes.
Is it nice not having the pressure of having to get into a dress and be photographed and compared to all the other girls?
Yeah, look, I think they're definitely... I'm very relieved not to have that pressure this year. You know, for the last 3 out of 4 years that I've been down, I've been pregnant and at different stages of pregnancy. So some very early on where you're looking just a little bit chubby but not really looking pregnant. And then 2 years ago, I was heavily pregnant. And then last year, I just looked pregnant in my boobs because I was breastfeeding. So I think... the pressure to not, you know, fit into a certain dress or a style because, you know, when you're a captain's wife or a nominated player's wife, they dress you, they loan you a stylist and they, you know, give you a gown for the night. You know, and when they give you this portfolio thing, this dress portfolio that you have to fill out and send back to them, you know, you have to put your size. And I'm not tiny. I'm not like a small fit, what do they call them, sample size 8. I'm a 14. You know, so, and they're like, oh, yeah, but we'll get a few options here. And you know, we'll see what we can find. I'm like, oh, good.
Can I ask, Margot, the thing that I wanted to know is, you know, you do get scrutinised, like you said, with your fashion and stuff like that, but when you first got with Corey, because you guys have been together for a long time, did people question your intentions or did they just, you know?
I don't think people question my intentions, but I think there is, you know, some uncertainty. Sometimes people sort of have a perception of what we're like.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a radio interview. I'm sorry, darling.
That's the kids.
This lady's yelling at me. She's like, your baby's down the road.
Do you need to go?
There's reality for you. The slap of it. But I forget what the question was now.
We were just saying, do people think that, you know, footballer's wife, maybe you're only after at one thing, you know, when you first started going out?
I think there's definitely a perception. You know, and I think social media has a lot to blame for that because, you know, some players' partners perceive themselves to be a certain way. So therefore, they put the perception out there themselves. But, you know, I think I met Corey when I was 18, you know, and he was 21. He was playing off the bench. He was bald-headed. You know, there was no real awesome fantasy about it. You know, we just clicked, we gelled, we got along, and it worked, you know. It's hard because everybody, I heard somebody say the other day, oh, you know, he gets paid millions of dollars a year. And I'm like, oh, I'd like to see that $1 million, you know, even $1 million a year, let alone millions of it. You know, there's a certain small group of players, you know, that are afforded those luxuries and the rest of them have to work really hard for it.
I disagree, Margo. You did have luxuries. I remember when Corey had a amazing game, and he got all these bonuses. And I met Margo in the car park of Kmart and I was like, what are you doing? And she's like getting all like kids' clothes. She's like, I'm spending the bonuses because I put him on an incentive program, so they're all mine.
I actually normally have already spent the bonuses before he gets
them. Yeah, because he's such a good player, you know he's going to get them.
Well, hey, thank you so much for calling us up when you're in the middle of your holiday. We really appreciate it. Nice
to talk. Go get your kid.
Thanks for having me. All of them. My baby's run down halfway the island or something, apparently.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Yeah. I'm like, excuse me, I'm just doing a radio interview. Like, that's more important.
Thank you.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
I would love honesty. All I want is honesty from single ladies. Do you ever message taken men? And why do you do it? Are you really interested in them? Is there a fun flirt? Because I got a message, I saw it on my husband's phone when my phone was broken. I was using his, from a girl. And I thought, it's just strange because she knows that he's taken. Like, all the Facebook photos are us.
Yeah.
So why?
Maybe he doesn't look happy in the photos.
Look at his cold, dead eyes. I better message this guy.
And that's the honesty I want, Steph. And that is the honesty I want right there. So 13 10 60 from Barton, your neighbour. We've got Liam. What do you think about Liam?
Well, I think that it's the fact that he's yours and she wants him.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, I've had it happen to me a couple of times where you're walking down the street holding hands and you know that they're in a couple and then they're just eyeing you up and they're just want it.
They just want you. Do you know, a guy friend of mine says that he gets picked up more as soon as he's in a relationship.
Yeah, it's the fact that they're taken and they're like, oh, that's not fair. I want him. He's hot. It's mine. Yeah. And then they just go for it.
I didn't want him now, before, but now. Same as dresses. You never want it until it's the last one.
Hey, Angela and Waterford, what do you think?
Hi, guys.
Sorry, your phone's cutting out. We'll come back to you. Let's skip to Rhiannon first. What do you think, Rhiannon?
Hi, I'm a single female and I have many male friends who are married. Now, that doesn't mean that a single chick wants to get with him or wants to flirt with him.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. I'm friends with a lot of guys and vice versa. Like, that's no difference. But it's like the messages where it's like very flirty and call me and you've never spoken to them before as friends.
But does that mean that she just wants to reconnect with him because they used to work together? Yeah. Doesn't mean that it's flirting.
I noticed when you read out the messages, you gave
you
the messages
it.
Tone. Yeah, like they may not have been written in that tone, but you're like, oh, it's so good to catch up with you. I haven't talked to you for ages. Like,
you're a crush that I always think about all the time.
You did not reveal that
one. That's what I was going to ask you.
You didn't reveal that.
No, that's a good point. I didn't.
Did they hook up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that now it all makes sense.
Yeah, this is different.
Oh, is that different?
That's different.
Forget this. Sorry, guys.
We're back to Angela. Angela, we've got you there. What do you think?
Hi, guys. With my case in particular, it's the men that text me and chase me.
High five.
So
you 9 times out of 10, they don't tell you they've got a partner, but then later on you find out. And I think that they just like the chase.
Mm. Yeah.
And they get bored and they just think, and most of them don't take it any further than just messaging. But you do have that percentage that do take it that little bit further because they like the fact that they're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Angela, what do you do? Like, if you can clearly see that they are taken, I don't know, maybe in their Facebook photos or whatever, do you ever say that back? Like, hey, what's your situation?
Yeah, I have asked that on occasion, but I'm the single one. I'm not the one chasing them.
That's
They're
true.
Chasing me.
Yeah, true.
Now, we've got Sally from Beenleigh, who is 21, and Sally, a friend of yours, is notorious for this, right?
Well, used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it anymore. It's a challenge.
Oh.
Basically, when you're really pretty and you're sick of getting attention from single guys, it's a challenge to get attention from a married guy.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
And what happens when you win him over and he says, I'm keen to catch up and potentially end my marriage? Does she never feel bad about that?
They probably catch up but then the challenge is won.
Oh, yeah, right. Wow. That's just it. You just get attention.
Yeah.
And I guess she's single. She's not really doing...
Yes, she is.
Well.
And the thing is, the challenge is one, so it's like they'll catch up on once and then get over it.
Yeah, right.
Challenge.
But that is horrible, because what if that potentially breaks up a whole family just because she wants to get a little buzz?
It is horrible.
I love how I was annoyed now, handed over to Maddie, and he's like, Devo. Scotty and I are okay with it, you know?
I just
laugh now.
If you are a girl or even a guy who does that, think about the repercussions of your actions, because you're having fun.
How much do people want attention? That's what it is.
Hey, guys, look at me.
There you go. Thank you to everyone who called and for your honesty. It's
Wake Up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
The signal.
Steph, Abby, and Matt with Osha. The bunker closes in 60 seconds.
I'm leaving.
60 seconds?
Run, get out.
Collect all your belongings now.
All right, well...
60 seconds? Is that like a toilet break? I don't know if I need to go. I think it's just nervous. So from now on, we're going to be stuck in the studio together for 27 hours.
Till 9 a.m. tomorrow, we are live on the air.
We got 24 hours, 50 minutes and 34, 33, 32 seconds left. It keeps on going down.
Oh, my God.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Yay!
Why are you looking...
I farted.
Are we really going to do it?
No, it was all a big joke.
There was a small part of me that thought, nah. Would you?
I was hoping that someone else would pull out, but you know I'm not a quitter.
20
so I was going to force you guys to quit.
You'll do that over the next 24 hours, I imagine.
No. Hey, guys, it's fine. You should see what I packed. I've packed some nail stuff, so we're going to just be like a slumber party.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Over the next 24 hours, Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha will broadcast non-stop. Good luck and see you on the other side.
Thanks, God.
It does sound like... I guess we are doing it.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
We are
now.
Let's take a vote.
All right. What if it was the end of days? We thought we'd give it a go. We will be live on the air, keeping on Hit 105 until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Should I not have had a beef vindaloo for dinner last night?
We've already discussed this.
You probably really did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Fun.
All right, back to the mashup. We've got to discuss this a little more next.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Talk about relationships.
You're about to learn secrets that most smart people never learn about what it takes to make romantic relationships really work.
Do you guys remember me telling you earlier on this week that we have a relationship counsellor Scotty and I have started to see?
Yes.
Yes?
And he just coincidentally lives at your house.
Yes, he does. Yes. Our five, almost six-year-old Finny is our relationship counsellor.
Oh, well, from the mouth of babes, they say, comes the wisdom.
Well, it's really, because I'll be honest and say that we have been arguing more than normal.
Because you're renoing.
Well, we're renoing. We're camping just in one big room and we've got just mattresses on the floor, and normally I'm in one mattress and I'll sleep with one of the kids, and Scotty's over the other side of the house, but still open room with one of the kids just sleeping in mattresses. And we've just been arguing about money, to be honest, with the budget.
It's because it doesn't end because you don't have any doors to slam.
No, I know.
So it just keeps rolling.
Yeah. And I have been told by a child psychiatrist that it is okay to argue in front of kids as long as you argue fairly and you show that there is an end. There's a resolution to it.
So. That's why I can't, because...
You storm off.
And I get too angry. I think I've got to leave.
You got to leave the swear words out when you're arguing in front of kids as well. But my mum was with us and she always says to my son, like, if you hear arguing, you sort it out. So he's always taken it aboard himself. And he had this advice for us because we have been sleeping separately because we're arguing so much. And he goes, excuse me, can I please talk? Because we're arguing in the car. Like, yes, of course. He goes, I've got the solution for you. And we're like, oh, okay. And it starts here. Now, you guys said, well, why don't you ask a question to him as well?
Yeah, it'd be so good letting him sort out our relationship.
So
he
has the answer for you in this one as well. This is it. Well, you know how you helped Dad and I with relationship advice?
Yes.
And you said that we were arguing too much, and your advice was what?
You guys could sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, because we realised we've been fighting more because we're camping downstairs and we're sharing beds with you. So, Stav and Manny want to ask you questions. So the first question from Stav, are you ready?
What?
He wants to grow a beard. Yeah, but his wife says no because when he kisses her like that, it's too prickly. What should he do?
Well, you should make a fake beard. That's not spiky.
That's not bad. And then what do? Just pin it on?
Yeah, you could, like, sticky tape it or glue it on.
Yeah, right. And then what about when he kisses, just take it off?
He could leave it on.
Yeah, but what about if his wife doesn't like it?
But it's not going to be itchy. I can get a fake one that's not itchy.
Yeah.
Wool. Get a wool one.
Yeah.
Like, so like your dog.
Yeah, so if you want to get a beard, he just said put that on.
You know what? That's genius.
Yeah.
It's like a try before you buy. It's like radio rentals of beards.
Yeah.
And then if she might grow to like it.
They should have that too, because I don't know what I look like with a beard. I might look terrible.
If you had a fake one now and you wore it before, would have you still grown one?
Yes. Because my wife loved my beard.
See, there you go.
She loves
it. Once you get past that stage. He had one for you as well, talking about baby Eden. All right, so Maddie's got a dilemma, right? They've got a baby. Now, baby Eden wakes up in the middle of the night. Whose job is it to get up to baby Eden? Maddie or Esther?
Both of them.
At the same time?
No, if it wakes up two times, you can both go and put it in the bed and say it's a bad boy.
It's a girl, by the way.
Oh, a bad girl, I mean.
Yeah, it's only young, so probably wouldn't say that, I guess.
You know what?
Mm.
He's onto it. Mm. Because he even understands in that case that it's fair that both people should get up.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's terrible because it kind of works against what I'm trying to set up. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get some from you guys, see if Rory's any good?
Yes.
Mm. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah. I like the idea.
I've never asked her any relationship advice. Her normal stuff is to just fart. But that can break it. That can break the ice. Yeah.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Hey, Maddie Acton.
Hey.
I know you think I'm silly for starting this fast that I'm doing. I'm not eating and you're like, just eat something, for goodness sake.
When was the last time you ate?
When? I can't remember.
11 days ago?
11 days ago. Yeah. 11 days ago. I know, it's crazy. I know, I get it. I'm trying to cleanse my blood and my organs. Do you know how annoying it is to be around people that eat when you're fasting? And I've just noticed how much you guys have packed and you keep chewing in my ear already. We've just started. You don't need snacks already, boys.
I'm famished.
But already you got into the Chico babies. What are you on?
I'm on my trail mix.
Trail mix, good for you. I've just seen you've packed enough for 2 weeks
you really
worth
have.
Of food,
you've
Maddie
gone
Acton.
Up. You're like a sizzler in that bag.
All right, well, I'll be sitting over here with the look of glee. Get on the Facebook Live and see how happy I am.
You're going to be the only person who's going to walk out of a bunker fatter. You're like Cocaine Cassie.
Have you seen what's really weighing my bag down?
Yeah, you exercise weights.
I brought 5 kilo weights because I thought we could exercise. Not when you guys are sitting in the corner eating.
You pack five kilos in your bag? Dangerous.
No, thanks. 10.
Of course, we're live on Facebook.
Ooh, remind me about that constantly if you can.
You can watch this, so even off the air what happens. And feel free to comment any time on there, like my good friend Nathan has.
Hey, Nate.
So thank you to you, Nathan.
What did he say?
Nathan.
Can someone please shoot Matt?
Oh.
I am not going to handle his whining little girl voice for 24 hours straight. Help, help, help.
Oh.
Can I ask a question? What do you think of Nathan as a made-up name for me?
Well, Nathan, I would do something, but obviously it's a bunker. I didn't bring that in with me.
So look, Nathan, look. I understand my voice is what my voice is. So I'll do better to try and talk deeper, but I don't think it's going to work.
What we'll do for Nathan is if it gets really bad in here, we'll eat you first.
Cool. Yeah, we'll promise that to Nathan. So thanks for your message, Nathan.
But no thanks.
Try a deep voice. Just do a little bit.
No, I'm not going to put
just
on a voice.
It. I want your sexy voice.
Hey. No. Hello, Brisbane.
Oh, that's not bad.
What do you think of this?
That's all right.
Call me anytime.
Hey there. Bunker idea. It's cool. It's probably going to be fun. This 24 hours, I'm not too concerned about.
Mm.
I've made a fatal error in scheduling here, though, because tomorrow morning at approximately 10:30 a.m., my wife gets on a cruise ship to do stand-up comedy notice for a holiday. So I leave a bunker, having been awake for 27 hours, and have to look after my daughter Rory, solo, by myself, just me.
TV, babysitter.
Yeah, but what's she going to do? She'll just put on The Walking Dead for me and then just,
just go
make some eggs. Thanks.
Stab Abby!